We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You can't take anything for granted in this league. You know, you look at a team that's reeled off two wins in a row. They've been plus four in those in the turnover margin in those two victories. So they've done a great job of taking care of the football as well as getting it out. And that's going to be a big key, as it is every week. They're 3-4 since they won that first game. So they're a talented team. And like I said, you just can't take anything for granted in this league. You better show up and bring your A game each and every week.
Those are the words of Matt LaFleur. Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show, broadcasting live down here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. Don't forget at Cousin Subs right now. They have the Euros are back for a limited time only. Just go to CousinSubs.com, and you can download the app, and you can also get delivery in your area if indeed it's available. So a lot of things going on at Cousin Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. As I'm going to get to Mike Clements here momentarily. We have right now $13,321.29. We are $1,700 away from meeting our goal for today of $15,000. And we were thinking we would get it done by 6 o'clock tonight. Let's get it done before I get off the air here in just about 36 minutes. Can you help us out? Go to the website, 1057fmthefan.com. That's 1057fmthefan.com. Oh, wait a minute. $14,001.19. We just refreshed. And I'll give you all the names coming up here momentarily, but what a great day down here. And we are just $999 away from our goal of hitting over $15,000. This is freaking awesome, people. Awesome. Way to go. Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mike, how you doing today, buddy?
Good. Strange thing at practice today. James Looney changed his jersey number. This kid they drafted last year out of Cal, defensive lineman. Big kid they like. You know, he's got an older brother who plays center for the Cowboys. And he's a project. He's on the practice squad right now. And all of a sudden, he goes from 99 to 49. Now, I saw him lining up at practice, Wednesday, with Mercedes Lewis and Tanya and the other tight ends. They were working on blocking, their downfield blocking. And I thought, oh, okay, well, they just borrowed this practice squad guy to go over here and hold the pads for him so these guys could get their blocks in. But they've made him a tight end. Isn't that strange?
Right. Well, put it this way, if they're going to feel that they need – are they doing it for Mike, for protection of Aaron Rodgers, or do they really believe that he's got pass-catching ability?
I think they've given up on him as a defensive end.
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur said, yeah, in his 10 years in the NFL, he can't think of a camp where he was in where they moved a guy this late in the season to position. You know, those decisions are usually made in the springtime, where they say, hey, you know, this guy's played defensive end, let's make him outside linebacker and have him stand up. It's really rare when you flip from defense to offense and vice versa. I guess the Packers have tried to convert some wide receivers to defensive ends, most notably Sam Shields. But LaFleur actually said they had him playing the role of a tight end in practice squad, and he did so good, they want to see how good a tight end he could be. Pretty weird, huh?
I guess, have you heard of it, something like that going on this late?
No.
That's what I'm trying to think of. When you stop there for a second, I'm thinking, when was the last time I ever heard of anybody kind of changing positions this late in the season? I can't remember it ever being done.
Yeah, you know, and Looney, kind of a disappointment in terms of a draft pick, a guy who's on the practice squad, he's willing to hang around Green Bay. Nobody's picking him off of Green Bay's practice squad. And whatever, the coaches thought he did good in a scout team the other day as a tight end. And so they're, well, what the heck? Why don't you run with the tight ends for the rest of the year, and we'll see how this plays out, you know, when we come back for OTA. So in the meantime, you're facing this Redskins team, interim head coach Bill Callahan, longtime offensive line coach. Bill Callahan was, yes, the coach when the Raiders went to the Super Bowl. Their center went AWOL the night before the Super Bowl,
right.
Mental illness. But Charles Woodson would tell you, Hey, don't ask me about Bill Callahan. Didn't like him. Thought the guy blew the Super Bowl for him. Rich Gannon was not crazy about him. He's a guy who likes to run the football. And, you know, I'd forgotten this. Now, we know that Matt LaFleur first met Sean McVay and the Shanahans, Mike and his son Kyle, when, what, they were with the Redskins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bill Callahan's been in Washington, D.C. now after the Raiders a long time. As a matter of fact, he worked alongside those guys. So Bill Callahan was asked this week, what stands out the most about the Packers' offense with Matt LaFleur in Green Bay?
Their running game. It always lends itself to take a lesser burden off the quarterback, and then you mix in the run action and the movement action that they have. They're pretty much like what they're doing in L.A., kind of what we did here under Sean. There's a lot of that type of offense, kind of the wide zone, Shanahan-type offense that they're featuring. And Aaron Jones is a huge part of it. Not only in the inside run, but getting on the perimeter. But what impresses me most about him is his growth as a receiver, whether it's in the check down game, or whether he's out distributed on a route, or in the screen game. So that's really what jumps off the film for me when I watch his game. But he is really an outstanding player.
John Bostic is one of these linebackers for the Redskins. He used to play for the Bears. He moved over to Washington last spring in free agency. He said something that maybe Green Bay is going to use a little bit as bulletin board material. He says, yeah, we're instructed to stop the run this week. Let Aaron Rodgers throw the ball. We got to stop the run first, make him one-dimensional, which is like, what, really?
Really?
It's like you know, Tremont Williams week one against the Bears. You know, we wanted to let Mitch play quarterback. That'll be interesting to see what the reaction is in the Packers locker room. And now Bill Callahan, what about playing in these cold conditions? At noon, Bill, when we're at Lambeau Field, they're talking about drizzle, 30-mile-an-hour winds. You know, it could be, and the temp's around 40 or so, but it could be kind of miserable conditions, especially that wind. Bill Callahan about playing in the conditions of Lambeau Field.
Lambeau is a great place to play. It's got great tradition. I respect it. You know, I coached at the University of Wisconsin for 5 years and had an opportunity to go up there quite often. And, yeah, it's a great place, and it's a great place to play a football game. I know from a player's perspective, you try to give them as much knowledge and information as you can about the environment that they're about ready to get into. And that's what we've done over the last 24 hours, just get them mentally prepared, you know, for the environment and for the conditions and for whatever could possibly happen.
And this weather should not be trouble for their rookie quarterback, because he's from Maryland, played at Ohio State in Big Ten games. And Dwayne Haskins, who I've been impressed, I mean, he stays in the pocket. He's not scrambling. He'll wait and wait and wait and flip the ball out as he's hard to bring down. He's actually a pretty big kid. He talked about playing at Lambeau Sunday.
No, I'm really excited to go to Lambeau Field. I know it's going to be very cold. And haven't played in the Big Ten. Try to stay as warm as possible. Hand warmers, turtlenecks, soup, chicken broth, all that stuff. I got a great fan base over there. I'm excited to go and play Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, and it's going to be a great opportunity for us.
Turtlenecks and soup. Well, it's not going to be terrible, to be honest with you. It's not like it's going to be really, really that bad.
You know, the wind will probably be the biggest factor. Now,
yeah.
Every year at this time, you know, over most of the years, except the last two, what does Aaron Rodgers say in December? Yeah, you know, we want to be a number one or two seed so we can get home field advantage and have, you know, the playoffs come through Lambeau Field. And I've never bought that because it's Aaron Rodgers. You know, he threw the
right.
Hail Mary in the dome against the Lions, or in the warm weather against the Cardinals. He won a Super Bowl, taking the back door, having to play in all those wild card games and beating the Falcons in the nice dome. He didn't want to be on the games I remember in the cold the last 10 years are Brandon Jacobs from the Giants running over Charles Woodson in Favre's last year, or Colin Kaepernick and Frank Gore from the 49ers running over Dom Capers' defense and a limping Andy Malumba and kicking a field goal, and they went on to the Super Bowl, and the Packers are sitting home in the cold at Lambeau Field. So I said to Aaron, I said, but after the performance you had last Sunday, it's almost like you put the snow and the weather to your advantage. You're the most experienced quarterback, maybe outside of Brady, right now in the NFL, and playing in the snow. I'm beginning to believe you really mean it. You want to play at Lambeau Field in January.
I've always enjoyed the no-wind indoor conditions, and I think the stats probably bear that out pretty good, but the older I get, the more I appreciate the speed levels kind of equaling out to my own at times in the cold weather and the snow. Like I said after the game, I was a little worried that the sleet was going to make it a little more difficult to throw the ball, but those nice big flakes made throwing the football not an issue, and you know, the cold is a factor, and you know, it's not like we're a bunch of you know, Wisconsin folks who were born and raised here, but I think you learn to deal with the elements a little bit better. You spend 8 months a year here, and you know, when I go back to California, I laugh at all the Californians, you know, wearing long sleeves and coats in 60 degree weather. I'm thinking, man, this is short weather, short sleeves, you know, get the Speedo out or something maybe.
I don't want to see the Speedo. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Mike Clements from NFL Serious Radio, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. Hang in there. We're going to talk with Mike. Mike's also brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. And right now it's going on over at Pottawatomie. They got a great thing happening with this New Year's Eve party they got going on. Go to paysbig.com to find out all the information. Huge New Year's Eve party coming up. By the way, I will also give you the total when we come back. We are closing in on $15,000 donation online. You can be a part of it. Go to 105.7 FM, The Fan. You may be the one that just might put us over the top. We are that close. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I think last year it was a team trying to forge its identity. This year, you know, we're a hungry team that knows we have very lofty goals, and those lofty goals are obtainable and right in front of us. So instead of a character-building season, this is a championship-building season. And the only way that you're going to accomplish that is progressing week in and week out, taking care of business 1 week at a time, and making sure that no matter what happens in that week, you grow from it. You know, we're getting close to that 10-game win number, and that kind of starts putting you into the thought of playoffs.
Those are the words of David Bakhtiari. Welcome back to the Bill Michaels Show. I have got some incredible news. We're joined by Mike Clements from 105, or I should say from NFL Serious Radio, also our Green and Gold Insider. Maybe I'm a little flustered because I got good news. I've been telling you, we've been trying to get over $15,000 for a while now, and we started out today at just about $7,000. And we thought, well, maybe by 6 o'clock we might approach our record, okay? So I put the word out, and I said, look, I will read it if you put it in from anywhere around our great affiliates, our great network of stations. So I want to get to this real quick. Zenner says, making a donation for my father-in-law, Mark, who is a Viking fan. Mark, you owe me $5, which is great. Phil gave $108.90. This one's from Ben, who says, thanks for the great entertainment while trucking around Northeast Wisconsin. From one big unit to another, the can from Wyawega, and Ben gave $22. Tony from Oak Creek, heating and cooling. Tony says, having a four-year-old little girl that is our world, I can't imagine being that sick. My heart goes out to all those children. Gave $108.90. Robert, $326.06. Adam, keep up the great work, $22.04. Looking forward to the Northwoods announcement. I hope it's up here in Tomahawk. That's from our buddy Jim. James says, thanks for what you guys do. He gave $54. Tony, $543.21. Michael, $27.47. Paul says, love the show, love Children's Hospital. They helped my daughter immensely during a seizure disorder 10 years ago. Happy to give $50. You guys are awesome. Merry Christmas. Happy to contribute to this great job and great team from 105.7 FM, The Fan. Happy holidays, the Merkel family. Jason gave $108. Dan from New Glarus, Wisconsin, $22.04. And goes on and on. This one from Marcus, who says, gave $11. But I got to mention this. Eric and Kim from Heartland, in memory of Emma Mertens, gave $217.48. And I'll get to everybody else, I promise, but they put us over the top with that donation. We stand now, when they gave us that donation, it made it $15,145.90. And that's where we stand right now. Mike says, great job. Love to hear you every afternoon, $11.18. Dear Bill, thanks for the effort and your support. We listen in Eau Claire Monday through Friday and love the shows. That is from Mary. God bless the kids. From Marion, $108. Steve says, keep up the great work from The Fan. $15,000. I'm glad I could just help along the way. How are we looking? It goes on from there. Thanks so much to everybody that's given, and we continue to climb. Let's continue to go. Maybe we'll get to $16,000 by the end of the show. What do you say? Let's try that. Mike Clemens joining us. Mike, how you doing, man? Let's go.
Good.
Let's keep this going.
Thanks to those listeners too, from the people at the agencies, because I got to meet them outside your broadcast booth earlier in the week too, and they are so excited, and the need is so tremendous. So on Sunday, the Packers will have their third returner back there, maybe actually fourth if you count Darius Smith, this Tyler Irvin that they claimed off of waivers from the Jaguars. But in talking to him, I learned that actually he was with the Ravens during training camp. So the Packers went against this guy in that loss to the Ravens in the preseason. But the big question is, what's the deal, particularly with things like punt return, where they are minus 8 yards for the season? Not only they last in the league, that's the worst record in the history of the NFL. Sean Menenga, 8 years experience, brought in from Cleveland with two assistants. He seems to be an intelligent guy and all over it and more detailed than the previous two special teams coordinators in Green Bay. But he was asked, you know, how do you defend this record?
I don't want to have that, you know, hanging on my head. I mean, honestly, guys, I mean, we're trying to lead the league and, you know, in everything. So, you know, yeah, it does bother me. We've really put an emphasis on it. But I do see guys getting better. And it may not seem like it up front, but behind the scenes, guys are – I see their techniques getting better. Now it just comes down to those opportunities. I mean, you know, we had the one opportunity. And, again, the gunners were single, but they did a good job blocking. And then it just became a matter of – we had guys in good position. It's just seeing the crease and those kind of things and stuff. So, again, I keep saying this every week, and, you know, hopefully we get a couple good returns and get on the plus side. And with – you hit a 25, 30-yard return, all of a sudden at 10 opportunities you're talking 3 or 4 yards return, which isn't good enough, but suddenly you're not last in the league and you move up. So it's – you know, that's something we don't want to have hanging over us, and the guys understand that. I mean, but it's not a deal where I'm going to lose a bunch of sleep over it at night and stuff. I mean, I see what we're doing. I see that we're getting better, and it's just a matter of time, and we'll get it fixed.
You know, I hope. I guess, Mike, the other question is, and we were talking about this during the week, about the secondary, and you got a guy like Kevin King who takes – I think Kevin King is a lot better than people want to give him credit for. And they don't throw at Jair Alexander all the time, so he gets a lot of the heat. But he's also a guy that's been very good at passes defended. He's been a guy that's been very good at breaking things up. He's also been a guy that takes some chances. So every now and then he will get burned, and it becomes a highlight reel. Or you know, have something highlighted because you don't have a safety over the top or what have you. But Kevin King, I think, is he might be taking some unnecessary heat.
Well, and when people watch this on TV, it looks like he's getting burned. And I was the first to say in that 61-yarder to George Kittle, the big tight end for the 49ers for the touchdown that pretty much put the game out of reach, you know, the 49ers had all the fake, all the motion going to the right as you look from behind the 49ers offense. The only guy left out there was Kevin King, and he had his hips turned outside. Kittle ran a post inside on him, and Garoppolo said that it worked out just the way it worked in there when they ran it against their scout team. The Packers fell for the fake. I learned this week that, you know what, one of those safeties should have stayed back there, not gone in pursuit of that running play or fake, and it shouldn't have been Kevin King left all alone with that tight end. Having said that, Mike Patton was asked, even though Kevin King leads this team in interceptions with 4 for the season, he gets burned a lot for explosive gains, right?
I mean, I think it's well documented that, you know, there are some plays that Kevin would want to have back, and some of them that were on the tape or that would look to the, you know, as to the, you know, the average person watching it, that hey, that's on him, and it wasn't. No, that's, I mean, Kevin's, you know, done some real good things for us, has made some big plays, but and he knows it, that there's some plays that he needs to make, but I think that's across the board. The problem is when you're at that position, you know, when a mistake is made, it's much more glaring than, you know, the 3 techniques getting cut out of his gap, or the, you know, the defensive end getting reached and giving up an explosive run, as opposed to, you know, a guy being out there on an island. So, you know, we ask a lot of our corners, and you know, it is a you know, a difficult task, and you know, we and that's why we do mix in the zone that you know, we try to, even some of the stuff in the interception he had was he had the safety over the top, so he could sit underneath, you know, make it look like it was single high, but then he could sit and play underneath it and made a nice play. So, you know, some of that's on me too, helping him out. But, you know, Kevin's, like I said, done some good things, and he's a guy we can win with.
And Bill, you know, next week we'll talk more about some things that Mike Pettine had to say and Nathaniel Hackett, hopefully after a Packers win. But the bottom line is this. Bill Callahan is running the football. He always has. He's using his strengths with Adrian Peterson, Darius Geis on that. And on defense, just take those big guys that they've got and just blitz the quarterback all day long. Who cares? We're not going to the playoffs. let's just make this simple. And that, and it's worked for them in the last 2 weeks. So I said to Davante Adams, you know, who was straight forward, I go, really, what's your biggest concern about facing the 3-9 Redskins Sunday at Lambeau?
I mean, if nothing else, they got, you know, our postseason hopes and things like that to try to ruin. So they're not just going to lay down. They're going to come in here and they're going to, you know, put their best stuff out there, and they got some great individual players. Obviously, the record doesn't really show that as much, but they got a great front seven, some paid guys over there too. So, you know, they're not just going to lay down. Like I said, we're going to have to go out there and earn it.
Mike, always a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. It's a big sports weekend, but we will chat our way up and back from Lambeau, and it should be a lot of fun, buddy, okay?
Sounds good, Bill. Thank you.
Appreciate it, pal. Mike Clemens, who does yeoman's work and knows as a great broadcaster what we got going on here with all the donations and all the activity as we kind of wrap things up. Mike had another segment planned, but we got so much happening. And my apologies to Mike, who does so much work and puts so much time and effort into this program. He works hard, as hard as anybody I've ever met. And a thanks to him. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up down here at the Toy Drive. And I've got thank yous to shout out, stories to tell, sponsors to thank. But and I got a number for you. I got a number for you, okay? I got a number for you. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.